mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into hour number two on this Monday, the 31st day of January 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've been talking about the so-called elections in Iraq, and they're not elections at all. It's hundreds of appointed people running unopposed in almost every case, with the people running against them being secret until after the election, until the afternoon of the election, then they began to announce it. I mean, it's totally staged. And that's just the facts. And how people can buy anything else psychologically is just hard for me to believe. Catherine Albrecht's coming up a little bit later in this hour to talk about RFID tracking chips and some new developments there. You know, these RFID chips are going in everywhere. Years ago, we talk about this. People are like, RFID what? Now almost everybody knows about them because it's all over the news telling you how great it is and how we've just got to accept it. So we'll be covering that. Also, United Press International has a very interesting article. CIA refuses to release Nazi papers. The CIA refuses to provide documents sought by the U.S. government under a law requiring disclosure of classified records related to Nazi war criminals. Under the 98 law, the spy agency has already provided more than 1.2 million pages of documents. Some of the pages made public last year showed a closer relationship between the U.S. government and Nazi war criminals than had previously been understood. Like Joseph Mengele, Klaus Barbie, the rest of them. But for nearly 3 years, the CIA has nixed requests for more records. Congressional officials and some members of the government working group told the New York Times. The officials believe the stance seems to violate the law, and they say the agency has sometimes agreed to provide information about ex-Nazis, but not about the extent of the agency's dealings with them after World War II. I think the CIA has defined the law, defied the law, said, and in so doing has also trivialized the Holocaust, thumbed its nose at the survivors, and also at Americans who gave their lives in the effort to defeat Nazis in World War II, said Elizabeth Holtzman, a former congresswoman from New York and a member of the group. Folks, tens of thousands of Nazis were brought to this country, and they weren't just protected. They were given the head jobs over hundreds of federal departments and federal sub-departments, from NASA to bioweapons programs to counter-espionage and interrogation methods. This has all come out. We don't even need the CIA to release more so we find out more. My late grandfather told me that when he was a lease hound working for, Magnolia Oil Company, and then after that Sun Oil and then Exxon, I forget. But he lived all over New Mexico and South Texas, West Texas. So many of these military bases and even non-military bases out in Midland, Texas, where the Bushes were at, Nazis everywhere, just all over the place, and being protected and helping form and mold our modern intelligence agencies. And again, not just the intelligence agencies, across the board. So we'll talk about this later in the hour, and there's a bunch of other news I want to get to. The Bilderberg Group plans spring scheming session. This is out of American Free Press. Also, the Davos World Economic Forum. We always learn a lot from them about what's going to be happening economically in the next few years, and much more. But first, when we get back, Catherine Albrecht with some new developments concerning RFID and the tracking chips. So you do not want to miss this after this quick break. And the toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231, the website's Infowars.com.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live, folks, then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us. Mike, William, Harry, Kim, all of you, your calls are coming up. Right now, we're joined by Catherine Albrecht from there at Harvard, and she has done so much, first years ago, getting involved exposing these grocery store loyalty cards, where they give you supposedly this big discount if you scan your card. Then they've been caught selling the data to the federal government and other groups, and then you get junk mail in your mailbox according to what your purchases are. It's incredible. And then she found out about RFID chips, the federal plan to put these in every product in America and track and trace what we do, to have face scanning cameras in the grocery store scanning us as we pick up products, following us, watching what we do. It's a nightmarish system, having these chips put in when they're manufactured, then to the warehouse, then to the store, then to your home, following it, then to the landfill. These are the official plans. She's been to many of their different big industry meetings. And years ago, Walmart and the Defense Department said, we're going to tell all our suppliers, you've got to have RFID in your goods or we're not going to buy from you. And then, on top of that, they began to try to make the public schools put them in. I mean, it's just happening everywhere. And there's been new developments here at the frontier of the high-tech police state. And joining us with the headlines, Caspian uncovers U.S. government RFID promotion scheme. Heads of federal agencies encouraged to advance the industry because it's part of the plan to replace the barcode. And just several other big developments. And Catherine, good to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex, always a pleasure. Yeah, we've got some big news out in RFID land. Of course, there's the headline that you just read. This is a press release we just sent out. We uncovered a document from the GSA. That's a federal agency called the General Services Administration, one you don't hear much about because their primary function is to buy stuff for other federal agencies. And we sent a document dated December 4th titled B7 Radio Frequency Identification. And in this document, it encourages heads of federal agencies to, quote, all right, heads of federal agencies, quote, encourage to consider action that can be taken to advance the RFID industry by demonstrating the long-term intent of the agency to adopt RFID technological solutions. In addition, the document specifies that agencies, quote, need to determine how to best implement RFID technology on current or proposed contracts, grants, and cooperative agreements. So in essence, what's happened is the GSA, for reasons that are a bit curious to us, has essentially sent this bulletin, this directive out to all the heads of all of the federal agencies saying, basically, you guys need to scramble and support the RFID industry by buying their stuff. And since that time, when this was issued in the beginning of December, actually, we just came across it, no publicity on it, quietly dropped into the to the Federal Register in December. Since that time, we have seen new RFID initiatives announced by the Social Security Administration, who's going to be using it to track Social Security files within their filing network. It's going to be used by the Postal Service, who is putting it on its vehicles and assets. And the Postal Service, of course, has been talking about putting it on stamps so that they would be able to track individual pieces of mail and link information to an individual piece of mail. You've got initiatives announced by NASA, of all things. Homeland Security now wanting to put RFID on a form of internal passport for visitors to this country where they would actually be...
And they're going to put it in the passport to leave the country. And Ridge, 2 weeks ago when he was in England, called for a world ID card with a biometric and a tracker chip imprint on it, so a world standard. And they passed a law a month and a half ago in Congress to federalize the state driver's license under federal control. So first it goes federalized, then internationalized. It's all happening. And what years ago the Walmart and the Defense Department said, told their suppliers, you better start using this. So we have the government with Walmart trying to force a shift over to this technology. We have the feds involved in trying to control the entire economic infrastructure of America, forcing us onto this tracking system. Now, Walmart said 3 years ago they wanted to have this in place by 2004. That didn't happen. They put it in some projects. Thanks to you and others, it's behind schedule, but they're trying to catch up.
Well, and Walmart, we just launched, by the way, Alex, a big boycott of the world's third biggest grocery retailer, a company called Tesco out of the UK. They're all across Europe and Asia. And, you know, this is a very big time for RFID in retail because they have this big annual convention called the National Retail Federation Convention out of New York every year. And that's when they get together and they show off all of their new technology. Last year, I think they spent about $1 million to show off that RFID future store where, as you may recall, I went over there and found out that they had hidden RFID tags in the shoppers' loyalty cards in this town called Rheinberg, Germany. And 10,000 people were walking around as basically walking guinea pigs. That's the word IBM used to refer to them. They called them guinea pigs, with these tracker devices beaming out information about them right through their wallets and through their backpacks and pockets.
Let me stop you, Catherine. I'm making a film about Nazis in our government. I mean, that's about a third of this martial law film I'm making that I shot in New York. And I knew that IBM was involved with the Nazis, but I've even learned more now. And I'm talking Computer World, Associated Press. This stuff all came out, but nobody ever heard about it. IBM actually had technicians in Germany at the death camps. The tattooing of the skin was the number to be put into the IBM system to then track the people and decide how much to feed them or were they too old to keep alive. All of this. And then I found mainstream photos of Mr. Watson, the owner of IBM, the founder of IBM, having dinner with Adolf Hitler, you know, in 1939 and stuff. And then I see IBM really owning or controlling Applied Digital Solutions, the implantable microchip company. I see IBM being a prime mover in the RFID. I see them above all these different front companies as a prime mover. So it's almost like it's a repeat of history.
Well, it's extraordinary, Alex. And in fact, in our last newsletter, we sent out yet another thing that IBM is getting very involved in, and that is customer tracking. There's a field called customer relationship management, which are the people that collect information about all of your commercial transactions and sell them and traffic them to other companies. And that's why you get junk mail and why you get all of these other offensive things that are happening to consumers nowadays, and even putting them at risk for identity theft and other such things. IBM is deeply involved in that. In fact, they're buying up companies that specialize in that. And the most recent company they bought up, as we announced in our newsletter, was they bought a company that specializes in finding relationships between people. So now not only can they track you and everywhere you go, but they want to use that information to link you up in their database with other people that you associate with, so that by looking up one person, you can get a whole list of their network of associates. And one of the reasons they want to do that is so if you go to a store to return something, there's a new trend that if you return too many products, they'll simply refuse to take your return. Even if you have a receipt and the thing's in the package and it's in great shape, they won't take it back. So some people have turned to having friends return their things for them, as you could understand. I do the same. And now this company that IBM just bought up specializes in being able to detect that kind of thing and know if you're the friend of someone who returns too many things. So it's
well,
really extraordinary.
So they're using this digital algorithm to then be able to identify whole networks of
right.
people.
Exactly. And we've come across some IBM information that the company is actually now doing very bizarre video. You know those surveillance cameras you think are there to catch thieves? They've now, thanks to the help of IBM and other companies, they've found ways to actually lock on to an individual using that video camera.
Well, they lock on to the, according to USA Today, they lock onto your eye. You don't know a camera is scanning your eye, and it tracks what grid you're looking at, what product you're looking at, and then when you get to the register, it flags you according to an ID number if you have the loyalty card, and then sends junk mail, that's how I heard it described by USA Today, to your mailbox. They have the pressure plates on the floor, all of this, building, quote, a psychological profile on you.
That's it. Well, IBM is one of the key leaders in that technology today, and they've got some demos on their website, actually, that I think would be quite chilling to your listeners.
Even hiding what they're doing.
Well, you know, it's buried deep down in the research section, and unless you really knew what to look for, you probably wouldn't take much of an interest in it as a normal, you know, as an average web surfer or average consumer. But, you know, one of the things I've noticed about the CRM industry, because they've been so far off the radar screen of the average American consumer, they really don't make a point of hiding what they're doing. I mean, they are out there in the open, and they will say, we sent out something else in our last newsletter that talked about how they want to milk consumers. They literally said, milk your best consumers for everything they've got, and they're sending this out in open email. I mean, it's open. It's right there for anybody to look at. It's just extraordinary.
Yeah, they use really weird terminology. What was it last year? You were up in Chicago at one of these RFID conventions, and they were calling it the Angel System, Babylon System,
they wanted,
all this weird stuff.
They wanted RFID evangelists, and they were referring to it as the Holy Grail. There's a lot of religious terminology associated with this, too.
And they talked about some Babylon thing, too.
Yep, there's Babylon, and there's Goliath Systems that just got bought out. They're related to the RFID industry. So, yeah, there's also a lot of kind of bizarre terminology. And, you know, a brief visit to their websites, it's all dark imagery. You'll see on alien technology, they've got as if the name weren't bad enough to call your company alien technology when you're selling RFID tags. Their symbol looks like a bunch of claw marks to me. It's really a very disturbing sort of dark.
What's
technology.
Wrong with some bloody claw marks?
Yeah.
These are nice people.
Well, I wish I shared your optimism there. I don't know. The probably the creepiest company of all, of course, Alex, and this is one we've talked about quite a bit, is Applied Digital Solutions.
Yeah, let's talk about
their implant.
Let's talk about when we get back, Catherine. We'll be right back. We'll talk about that. We'll start opening the phones up to your calls as well. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes. Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
About 20 minutes ago, Hillary Clinton was at the Saturn Club in Buffalo, New York, about to give a speech. She has collapsed and been rushed to the hospital. So she didn't just faint, or maybe she did just faint. They took her to the hospital, but doesn't sound good. But we hope that the conservative senator is doing well. Again, if you're for gun control and open borders in the UN, you're conservative. She's for the war, too, so we're going to start calling her conservative. We're liberal here. We're against all those things. And maybe she choked on a pretzel. But who knows what's really going on here. Must be a high-stress job. Catherine, heard anything about Hillary falling down?
You know, I haven't, but I'm sure that if the folks in our federal government had their way, Hillary Clinton would probably be RFID chipped right along with the rest of us, and we could just go online and figure out exactly where she is at the moment.
Well, that would be, see, that's a good reason that we should all have chips. Now, I had you on a few weeks ago when we had some of the Applied Digital Solutions distributors on, telling us how great the RFID chip is, and more and more evidence has come out mainstream. Even the FDA has said these things are dangerous under the skin.
Well, yeah, you know, the FDA raised a letter that said the potential risk to health associated with taking a Verichip or any sort of radio frequency implant device include adverse tissue reaction, migration of implanted transponder, compromised information security, failure of implanted transponder, failure of inserter, failure of electronic scanner. Here's my favorites: electromagnetic interference, electrical hazards, and MRI incompatibility. So what this means is, you know, it's so funny because the people who promote this technology like to refer to it as inert. You know, it's a little inert capsule of glass. What could go wrong? Well, nothing could be further from the truth. This is actually a highly reactive piece of electromagnetic equipment. Its whole purpose is to amplify electromagnetic radio waves in the environment. In fact, that's how an RFID tag works. It picks up electromagnetic energy from the reader device, amplifies it, sends it to the chip, and gets chip to send back its unique identity information. So now imagine, Alex, that you get a little too much electromagnetic energy. What happens if you take, and people can try this as an experiment, although, you know, I don't want to take liability for it, but if you take one of those AOL CDs that you get in the mail and you put it in your microwave for just 2 or 3 seconds, you'll hear a little crackle, and when you take it out, it'll look like popcorn on the inside. The outside will be smooth, but the inside will be completely turned into mangled metal. The same thing happens when you put an RFID tag in a microwave oven. It blows it out. So if you're anywhere near that kind of emission, and you have one of these things in your body, it will crackle, it will heat up, it can potentially burn you, it can potentially even explode.
But, Catherine, almost every day I see news articles about how great it would be if we all got chips and how it's positive and how this is the next phase, and the military's own documents say they want this for all the troops. I mean, isn't it freedom to have the government and media promoting that we all get chips?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that kind of freedom, but I think that one of the things that has not really come to the surface in talking about this is its compatibility with MRI. When the FDA approved this back in October for use in medical use in patients, the idea is that you wouldn't have to wear a Med Alert bracelet anymore. You could just have this thing implanted in your arm. Well, putting aside for the moment the fact that no emergency medical technician is going to think to scan you with a device over your arm to see if you have an allergy to penicillin, they're going to look for that Med Alert bracelet. But even putting that to the side, if you go into an MRI machine with one of these things implanted in your body, because the coil is wrapped around a ferrous or an iron-based core.
Well, people have been hurt and even killed before when metal flies across the room into the MRI.
Exactly, and I think the most famous case was someone who, an oxygen tank actually flew across the room into the MRI machine because that magnet is so powerful, and it crushed a boy who was actually having an MRI test done. In another case, a nurse opened the door to the MRI machine and had an MRI room with a pair of scissors in her hand. And the scissors literally flew out of her hand across the room into the machine and cut the patient. So now imagine a magnet that powerful, and the piece of metal is now not in the nurse's hand. It's actually embedded in your arm.
By the way, you raised this first a few months ago. Now the FDA says it's incompatible with an MRI.
Right. And we've been in contact with a researcher who's done some research into this and found that at a very minimum, when you do go through an MRI machine, the device fails to function. It does blow out the chip.
So again, something contained when it explodes has a lot more force. So imagine having one of these in you when it pops.
Well, and that would be, the bigger concern, if you've got a lot of people with these things implanted in them, let's say the military, the armed forces, if
an enemy can scan and know right where your troops are at.
Well, not quite. These can only be read at a distance of about 18 inches. So
well, that's what Catherine, that's with the small reader. If someone had a more powerful scanner, it could be read further away.
Yeah, but even by further away, you're not going to get more than a couple of feet because of the way it works. But what you could do would be plant invisible reader devices at key locations and identify people as they walked by in doorways.
Stay there. We're going to come back and take calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
All right, Mike and William and Harvey and Kim and Troy and everybody else, your calls are coming up for Catherine Albrecht. No matter what issue you bring up, it all ties back to tracking and tracing and Big Brother and the police state. Before we go back to Catherine, listen, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove is a film that every American, every human, period, needs to have. Back in July of 2000, I snuck into the Bohemian Grove and caught our world leaders involved in their satanic ritual to Moloch. And it's been in the newspapers. It's admitted I snuck in. They admit I snuck in and got this video. It's like they admit that this video's been gotten a part of the Skull and Bones ritual. But we cover what our world leaders are really up to, what they really believe, the God that they truly serve. And the interesting thing is most of the people that go to Bohemian Grove are so-called Christian conservatives. All of those out there, like myself, who consider ourselves to be Christians, you know, who love Christ and believe his promise and, you know, take his offer, should really be concerned about this, because the devil comes as an angel of light, masquerading as an angel of light. And a lot of these people you see praying on TV and telling you how Christian they are, you look at the evidence of what they're actually doing. They're destroying America and bringing in a new world order system. Well, you'll understand why when you see Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. It's an amazing video, and everybody needs to have it. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and for 15 cents a day, sign up for a month or a year membership. You can watch that film and 11 other of my videos and dozens of other great films people have made. And you can watch my weekly TV show that before was only available in Austin. It's won Best of Austin, by the way, twice in the Reader's Poll. So it's pretty popular. It's a good little TV show. Some are better than others, but it's a lot of key information. That's all at prisonplanet.tv, a bunch of e-books, you name it. Or call toll-free to get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, or 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, or Matrix of Evil, or Masters of Terror. You need to have these films. 1-888-253-3139 to order via the phone. Operators are there right now. 888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions. Or go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Link through to the secure, safe online shopping cart. Still got just some insane deals going on my films. Some of them as low as $5.95 a piece. You're not going to find them any. I mean, that's ridiculous. And you can call and ask about those or order via the phone at 888-253-3139. Or, as I said, InfoWars.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart. I want to get into some of the new RFID and Big Brother period developments with one of the preeminent experts on the globe, Catherine Albrecht. Before we do that, Catherine, tell folks about a couple videos you've made about RFID.
Well, absolutely, Alex, and thanks for bringing them up. A while back, I was flown to Indiana by the good folks at End Time Ministries, and I had done many radio interviews with them in the past, and they said, listen, give us everything you know. Lay it out for us. Lay it out for our audience so that we're going to have a big crowd together, and we want to know what do you know. And I spent quite a bit of time putting together images and a presentation of really the state of the art of knowledge about RFID for an audience that really did not have the background. And that video is called RFID Tracking Everything Everywhere. They make it available through their website at endtime.com or through 1-800-END-TIME. And it's really a fantastic overview, if I say so myself, of the RFID issue kind of from the ground up. It gives you a picture of what this plan is, where it came from, gives you many images of RFID tags hidden in.
This is a big deal. This is already replacing the barcode. Everything you do will be tracked and traced. It's so serious. Also, give us your websites. So much information.
Absolutely. Our website is, our main RFID website is at spychips.com, spychips.com. We also have a website that takes a look at the shopper card issue at nocards.org, N-O-C-A-R-D-S.org. And then if you're a Gillette razor user, I advise you to think twice because Gillette is one of the biggest companies behind all of this. They were actually one of the co-founders of the whole industry consortium that cooked.
And they do the smart shelving. You've caught them at Walmart.
That's
where you
right.
go up to get Gillette products and secret cameras are scanning you. And
that's right. So if you go to boycottgillette.com, we have all of the images of the shelves. We have all of the information. There's even a link to video where you can see how they were taking pictures, up-close mugshots of people as they picked up Gillette products.
Digital face scans.
Yeah, scary stuff. So all of that is available, and it's all linked from our spychips.com website.
All right, good. Let's take calls here. This will be all over the map, but that's fine. I'm sure Catherine can respond to anything. Mike in Maryland, welcome, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, I really feel privileged and honored to call in on your show. And I've got several of your tapes, Mr. Jones and Ms. Albrecht. I got your two tapes, and they're all out on loan to people. I try to spread the word as much as possible.
Well, God bless you, sir.
And I have friends in the survivalist / patriot movement that say, I shouldn't make myself vulnerable. I shouldn't go up to strangers. But because somebody may turn me in or...
Well, I want to respond to this. Number one, we're not doing anything wrong. The globalists are the bad people. They ought to be afraid. Number two, we all make ourselves vulnerable by not fighting this. This system is affecting and attacking. You can serve this system. They're going to take your pension fund, take your Social Security. You can serve this New World Order. They're going to put cancer viruses in your vaccines. You can serve this New World Order. They're going to put garbage in your water. You know, they're going to put aspartame in over 9,000 foods. They don't. This system is evil across the board, and it isn't like everyone in government is this evil Nosferatu coming to get you. If we are cowed by this and let them act like all this is normal, then they'll get their plan in. So these people that are just running scared, they better be running scared because they're cowardice. They're hiding out. Oh, I'm going to take care of myself. They've ensured that they're going to let the system win. I want Catherine to comment. you know, on this, well, I won't do anything. They'll come get me. Catherine, go ahead.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've been working on this since 1999, and like so many people out there, I initially got started. I was on somebody's mailing list. I was getting these emails. I was becoming informed, and I said, you know, I really want to do something about this. And, I think the key is for if everybody picked an issue that they thought was important and really worked on it, that's how I've gotten where I am today. I mean, I picked the issue of supermarket cards. I said, nobody else is working on this. It's very important. And by rolling up my sleeves, we've really had a big impact on public opinion about those cards. Do you know back in 1999, Alex, when I first started Caspian, they did annual surveys of the most trusted businesses in the country. And you know who always came out on the top? Supermarkets. Now, since I've been doing this work for the last 5 years, now they come out at the bottom. So that's
I've probably been in grocery store lines 4 or 5 times the last year and heard people mention your website.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And like I say, I've got a bunch of your tapes. And I got the 2 tapes from Ms. Albrecht. And the only thing that makes you mad is when people sit on them for several weeks or months and they can't recirculate them. But everything that's happening to this country, especially in the past several years, it's like an amalgamation of 1984, Brave New World, Rollerball, and God forbid, ultimately maybe Soylent Green.
But a cherry on top is Revelation.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, I mean, I feel compelled to tell people work, and it's like like these 9 to 10 year old kids getting arrested is we're drawing on those pictures. Is this coming down from up top, or are these policemen taking it upon themselves?
No, this is coming down from on top. They get the states with federal funds to sign onto these guidelines where the valedictorian is going to bring some cake and cookies and has the paper thing you put over the top of the table. Losing my mind here. What's the thing you put on top of a table?
The tablecloth, a doily?
No, what's the thing you put on the table you put the plates on top of?
Placemat.
No, it's the thing that, the white thing that covers the whole table.
That's a tablecloth.
Tablecloth. See, sometimes the most simple thing, I can't get it. Excuse me. Yes, you have the paper tablecloth, the little plastic box, you know, with the knives and the fork and the spoons, and they arrested her and took her diploma away because she had plastic knives. I mean, this is Yeah, well, let me get a comment from Catherine about that. Catherine?
Well, you know, the question being basically, where are these directives coming from? All I can speak to is what I do in the RFID world. And I'll give you a couple of examples. You know, the big announcement, Alex, that we didn't get to talk about is that Gillette is actually going to be bought by Procter & Gamble. This announcement just came out on Friday. And it will create the biggest consumer product manufacturing company on the planet. The reason they say they're doing it is because they want to be able to basically have a better negotiating position with Walmart, which is, of course, the biggest producer or the biggest retailer.
So Walmart's driving this consolidation everywhere and saying, you will have RFID or we won't buy your products.
Well, and what makes things even more interesting with this Gillette, Procter & Gamble merger, those two were the folks who put in millions of dollars back in 99 to start the Auto ID Center that created the whole RFID movement. Had it not been for that, we would not be even hearing about RFID. It wouldn't even exist today. At least not in its current form where they want to use it to replace the barcode. So now you've got the two biggest consumer product manufacturers on the globe getting together, and these are the two biggest backers of RFID. They're going to create the 1,200-pound gorilla. I mean, they're going to be absolutely, extraordinarily powerful over our lives. And they manufacture.
And then they're going to control the whole RFID center and the infrastructure, and then all manufacturers will have to bow to them. This is really also about monopoly.
Well, yes, and of course, they have a very powerful position with retailers. So you've got Walmart influencing the consumer product companies. You've got Gillette and Procter & Gamble influencing the retailers. It's a big mess. But to get back to your caller's question, Mike, the question is, where do these mandates come from? Well, as I was looking through a list of Procter & Gamble products so I could stop buying them and begin to boycott them, one of them caught my eye, and it was IAMS Pet Food. You guys heard of IAMS? They're sort of a high...
Yeah, it's the high-end organic food for animals.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
They're very expensive and scientific, et cetera. And so these IAMS folks had donated 30,000 RFID scanners to veterinarians around the country because only 5% of American animals are chipped, pets, whereas in Europe that number's much, much higher. And they were saying they wanted Americans to catch up with Europeans. And I thought, now, why would IAMS Pet Food care one whit about whether our pets are chipped or not. All they care about should be selling pet food. Well, when I did a little digging on this Procter & Gamble site, I found out that Procter & Gamble, big surprise, owns IAM. So here, once again, you get this, you know, you're talking about mandates from the top. I'm sure that Procter & Gamble has said to all of its subsidiary companies, we want to see you promoting RFID at every turn, in the same way that we opened up this interview talking about the federal government mandate from the GSA telling the head, not just the rank and file, but the head of every federal agency, get on board with RFID, support the industry, and make investments in this, and
yeah,
publicize them.
Let's take another call. William in Oregon. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, a couple of quick points. First of all, I want to thank you for your show on Coast to Coast the other night. My mother, who's pressing 80, stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning in San Diego and loved it. I also finally saw Waking Life. Wonderful. To get back to the RFID, which I'm glad to hear you talking about it, I found a link when I was doing some research on this Boeing deal with Saudi Arabia I spoke to you about a few months ago. And I found a link that showed where Matrix Incorporated is actually being funded partially with the investment group of Carlyle's, which I thought was kind of an interesting footnote to that.
And again, the Matrix group is part of the Carlyle group with this RFID chip. It looks like a swastika. Catherine, comments?
Yeah, that's the one that they were that they wanted to hide in people's loyalty cards so they could track them as
they walked. It doesn't look like a swastika. I'm sorry, it is a swastika. Go ahead.
Well, the guy who handed me this Matrix card actually was explaining that the reason it has two antennas is so that it can track the consumer no matter how it's oriented in their wallet or purse, whereas the ones with just one ID, if you turn them at a certain angle, they're hard to read, and this one could be read no matter what. So basically that...
So now you're not only having to take a digital photo and run it through the database, now you've got it in your wallet while you're in the store, so while you get RFID items, it can continually be matched off readers hidden to what's in your wallet.
Well, and the danger with putting these in people's wallets, of course, Alex, is that you could put a reader device anywhere, not just in the store doorway, but literally anywhere, and anyone passing.
But the store has no business when I walk in covertly scanning me.
Well, they view you as their property, and they view the store as their property, and all they're doing is inventory control.
And again, folks, there's a lot of these cards sandwiched in there, these chips, and nobody told you. What happened in Germany when they found out, Catherine?
Well, you know, when I went over there to Germany, and given it's interesting that you're doing this research on the Nazis, because I gave a privacy talk to a German privacy group in a converted underground Nazi bunker that had been turned into a nightclub cafe. Very strange to be underground in this place that was all fortified against attack. Very bizarre. But I went on a three-hour tour of the RFID industry's future store. We outlined that on our website at spychips.com. On the bottom left, you'll see a little 12-page tour. You can see me walking around and kicking the tires on all their RFID installations. And at the end, I obtained one of their loyalty cards. They were very uneasy giving it to us. They hemmed and hawed. They had to call back to the central office, and I thought, that's very weird. Well, the following day, I'm giving a presentation to a group of German privacy, you know, people concerned about privacy, and we were holding up things like Pantene shampoo and Kraft cream cheese up to the reader device to show that they had been RFID tagged. And sure enough, on the screen behind us, as I held up each product, you could see its a unique ID number and all its information. And on a lark, somebody said, well, next they're going to be tagging us and putting them in our cards. And they pick up the card that I'd been given, held it up to the reader, and we all almost fell out of our seats. A number popped up, and sure enough, they had tagged us. They had put them right in the loyalty cards.
And IBM is involved, as usual.
Well, IBM, again, IBM referred to the people of Rheinberg, Germany, as guinea pigs. Literally, in a press release, they said the people of Rheinberg will be guinea pigs for what the industry hopes to
be
considered.
IBM had its technicians in Germany running the machines at the camps. Thanks for the call, William. Really great points. Harvey, in Florida. Go ahead, Harvey.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex and Catherine. It's a pleasure to speak with you both. You're really great patriots.
Nice to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I thought of the IBM slogan, a great slogan for them to advertise, milk the guinea pigs.
Yeah, that'd be a good little IBM for the guinea pigs, yeah.
Yeah, milk the guinea pigs, because those are two of the expressions that they use in public. And I thought of one now for Procter & Gamble. Know the pet, know the people.
Good point. Excellent point. And I'll say one other thing, just on a humorous note. One of our staffers here at Caspian, when they noticed that Procter & Gamble, which goes by P&G,
mm-hmm.
was hooking up with Gillette, that their new nickname can be Piglet.
Well, nice new acronym.
They're putting chips in the pigs, too. Know the pet, know the people. This is so unbelievably sickening.
Well, the agenda is clear. I mean, she just brought this up with IMS promoting these chips. We've got signs up all over Austin suddenly going, microchipping works. And then real small under it, it says, get your pet chipped today. Get chipped today. That's the slogan of Applied Digital, is get chipped today.
Well, it all comes down to if you have nothing to hide. You know, that's the latest slogan. Why worry if you have nothing to hide? So
absolutely.
You're trying
a lot of people think you're
inside out.
Yeah, thanks for the call. A lot of people think you're getting a discount, too, with these customer loyalty cards, but they got some nice little scams they run, don't they, Catherine?
Oh, yeah. Well, we found my favorite is in Waco, Texas, of all places. We found them right after they introduced the Albertsons Preferred Customer Card in Texas. We caught them taking Velveeta, Kraft Velveeta cheese that said right on the label, everyday low price, $3.99. We found them pricing that everyday low price cheese at $5.99, but with a big sign saying $2 off with your card. So literally right on the package, Kraft said the price should be $3.99, you know, so. Yeah,
and then if you don't have it, they go ahead and overcharge you.
Well, which was a 50% surcharge for not having the card, and if you did have the card, your $2 savings basically translated right back to the manufacturer's suggested retail price. So there was no savings at all associated with that. And this
we'll
is
be right back. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Is being put in for a reason. All the police state. People say, oh, I don't care if it's a police state. I have nothing to hide. They put it in always so they can then abuse you, consolidate control, because they always want more. Do you understand that, people? We've got loaded phone lines here for Catherine Ahlberg tonight. I know she's got to go soon, but let's just keep going to them here. Let's talk to Kim in Texas, then Roy, Tim, and others. Go ahead, Kim. You're on the air.
Well, Alex, I actually had something else to talk about. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to alert you and your listeners to the fact that they're now sending propaganda out to our children for the Arnold Amendment. They're doing that through a popular magazine that the teachers use both in public and private schools.
Is that Time Magazine for kids?
No, it's Weekly Reader.
Oh, and what's in the Weekly Reader?
Well, there's a big picture of Arnold, and it talks about changing the amendment, and it does give the pros and the cons.
I'll tell you what. Let me do this. Let me put you on hold for the next hour.
Okay.
And I want to talk about this. Folks, it's just pell-mell, constant promotion, just like the chips are being promoted. And you don't hear him promoting Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton. No, it's Arnold, Arnold, Arnold. That's why as soon as I'm done with this new film, we're going to get right back into the Arnold stuff and run the ads and do all of that. But Catherine Albrecht, any comments about Lord Schwarzenegger for president?
You know, I'm so glad to be out of California. I cannot tell you enough how glad I am to have left that state. So
it won't matter. Soon we'll have our foreign leader who says he admires Hitler over us in the whole country.
Oh, boy. Well, I will say one thing. I know that some of the members of Schwarzenegger's cabinet, back before there was this big government push for RFID, were already pushing him to promote it. So I do know that at least members of his cabinet have come out openly and said...
Of course, anything horrible, of course, he's on the cutting edge of anything un-American. Let's go ahead and talk to Roy in California. Roy, go ahead. And Roy is not listening or is doing something else. We'll go to him in a minute. Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead. These callers, man. Tim, are you there? We'll just hold off on callers and let Catherine have the final say. In fact, I'm going to come back in the next hour and go to your calls and get to all the news.
Well, I want to jump in here, Alex, real quick with something. You're talking about the total control grid, and let me paint a picture for you and your listeners of what I think is really the most chilling aspect of RFID and how it fits in. On the one hand, there's obviously a push to put RFID into identity documents, put it into driver's licenses and passports. Ultimately, there may well be a push to put it into human beings. But let me talk about the risk of putting it into our products. I think that you're going to see, I think in today's news there was a big announcement that a judge had ruled that the IRS could not take your property without a court order. I don't know if you've heard about that one. A bunch of people sent me that link. So it looks like that we're beginning to score some victories against the IRS. Well, let me make a prediction here. We're going to see more and more of those sorts of victories.
And then they're going to bring us a national sales tax that brings total terminal control into every local business. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly, because the push is going to be towards a national sales tax and ultimately a global sales tax, because that's the only way that you can essentially control everything that happens all the time. Now, think about this for just a moment. There are countries that have VAT or value-added tax and that have different forms of sales tax. And in one Scandinavian country, and I'll dig up my source and see if we can post it on our website, their police authorities are actually authorized to stop people
in
shopping districts.
Finland.
Thank you.
And you have to have an online bank account. All your money is accessible by the government at any one time.
Well, not only that, but I do believe it's also Finland where the police can stop you as you're walking down the street and demand to see a receipt for the items in your shopping bag. And if you can't produce the receipt, they can confiscate them and issue you a fine.
Catherine, I know you've got to go, but can you come back and spend about 10, 15 more minutes with us and talk about what it'll be like under the grid?
Absolutely. I think the sales tax issue is so important.
Well, I've been on this for 6 years. I figured this out 6 years ago, and then I saw all the documents that confirmed my analysis of it later, but stay there. We'll be right back.